Hello, and hello, Scott.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
There are two Democrats vying to take the seat vacated by House Democrat Ray Gallison, who remains under investigation. Scott, what can you tell us about these two candidates?
Well, the two candidates are Todd Giroux. He's run for governor before as an independent. He's a carpenter and a painter, and he's been out campaigning door to door, as has his opponent, Susan Dunovan. She's a teacher. She's a newcomer to elective politics. And she said she got into the race to push education issues and also ethics.
When Representative Gallison resigned before the end of the last legislative session, he went from leading the powerful House Finance Committee to facing news reports about salary payments he received from a nonprofit that was funded with legislative grants. And this is money doled out by lawmakers, apparently with very little oversight. How have these two candidates addressed this scandal and the issue of ethics in their campaigns?
Well, this issue of Gallison really embarrassed people in Bristol. They thought they had one type of person, and it turned out they didn't. Dunovan says that ethics, by far, is the number one issue that she hears when she knocks on doors.
Let's make this clear. The organizations that get legislative grants are worthy and good organizations, but how we gave them out, what the grants were used for, there was no transparency. I think that all needs to change, whether we abolish it altogether or find another way.
Her opponent, Todd Giroux, takes a similar view.
The transparency that needs to be seen in government extends to many issues, including the general fund. You know, I see it as programs need to stand on their own. Highway money, healthcare, et cetera, down the line. Transparency and things need to be able to stand on their own 2 feet.
Scott, this legislative district represents a slice of Portsmouth and Bristol, home to one of the only regionalized school districts in the state. That has been a contentious issue at times, with some Bristol residents saying they're paying more than their fair share, more than neighbors in Warren, which has fewer residents and raises less money in property taxes.
Any candidate who's running for anything from Bristol area always wants the state to look favorably upon regionalization and districts that have regionalized. And they believe that they should get a little more of a bonus for doing this. And so both of these candidates do want the state to take another look at the funding formula to see if Bristol can be helped. Susan Dunovan says she would take a look to make sure that the state is being fairer to Bristol and Warren.
When they talked us into or encouraged us to regionalize, they told us that we were similar demographically and so that this would be a good partnership. But I think we also have a larger tax base and industry base in Bristol, so it makes it a little easier for us. So the state, I think, should come in and make it fair.
Scott, one issue that's raised controversy this year across the state is the proposal to build a natural gas-fired power plant in Burrillville. That's, of course, in northern Rhode Island, so it's not that close to Bristol, but it would have an impact on energy customers statewide and even regionally, and it's also animated environmental advocates concerned about the use of fracked gas, the fact that it's not promoting renewables. Bristol's on the water. Scott, you describe this as an environmentally conscious community. So how have these candidates weighed in on the power plant?
Both candidates are skeptical of the Burrillville proposal as it now stands. Susan Dunovan opposed the move to bring barges with liquefied natural gas through Mount Hope Bay several years back, and that was an effort that they won. The opponents won that one. And she says, based on that experience, she has sympathy with opponents of the Burrillville power plant. But she also says she recognizes the need for more energy production in the region. Todd Giroux also says he's concerned about the power plant.
I see a tremendous amount of environmental concerns over that. You know, it's not a very well-known story that our reservoir is within miles of a Superfund site. So adding to the pollution is going to continue to damage the people and our water quality in Rhode Island.
Giroux's talking about the Scituate Reservoir, which isn't at all close to Bristol, but nonetheless is close to the proposed Burrillville plant. He's concerned that it would cause pollution to spew out into Scituate Reservoir, which, of course, is the source of about 65% of Rhode Island's drinking water.
Over the past couple of years, Scott, Rhode Island has seen some pushback over charter schools from residents who say they're diluting the funding for other public schools and hurting them. On the other hand, many parents defend charter schools. They see them as a beacon of hope where traditional schools have been slower to embrace innovation. One of the candidates in this race is a retired public school teacher. Let's talk about how this issue is playing out in the race.
Well, Susan Donovan basically is skeptical, much more skeptical than Mr. Giroux is, about charter schools. She sees charter schools as draining resources from the traditional public school system and thinks that what Rhode Island needs to be doing is putting more money into our traditional public school system. Giroux really has a different take on this one. He thinks that charter schools can help students from underprivileged backgrounds and is more supportive of them than Donovan.
Charter schools have helped some of the poorest needs of the community and the students. They're creating a more holistic solution for the family and the education of that child.
Scott, at this point, with just a few days remaining before the primary, are there any favorites in this race?
It looks like Donovan is the favorite, but again, there are no statewide primaries. Turnout's likely to be low, and that could help Giroux. The State House hierarchy, Speaker Mattiello and his leadership team, are strongly backing Donovan, as are the progressive Democratic groups out there. The winner on Tuesday will face off against a Republican and a Libertarian candidate in November in a district that has, at least in recent years, been a fairly reliable seat for Democrats. It's basically, I would say, a middle-class to upper-middle-class area, predominantly white, and a true suburban town with, of course, the Bristol and Portsmouth flair for the love of the water and Narragansett Bay.
Well, Scott McKay, our political analyst, and we should also say Bristol resident, thank you so much for your insights on this race.
Anytime.